This is the Up North Look Back, where we're digging into the local news archives from 1976, the year KAXE was born. I'm Chelsea Perkins, and it's the week of May 4th. The Minnesota Supreme Court denied the city of Brainerd a rehearing in the fluoridation case on May 7th, 1976. Meanwhile, Jack Graham, special counsel for the city, was preparing an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The previous March, in a 7-1 decision, the court ordered the city to conform with the state law requiring fluoridation in the city's water. The leader of Minnesotans opposed to forced fluoridation described the situation to the Brainerd Dispatch, saying, quote, "It's explosive. All hell will break loose if we have to put that stuff in the water. I can't be responsible for the people's action." Several fires were reported in northern Minnesota and southern Manitoba as warm, windy weather continued across the extremely dry forest lands in May 1976. The fires included a blaze in the Beltrami Forest south of War Road and a 75-acre fire north of Virginia in the Superior National Forest. The Chippewa National Forest banned all campfires and charcoal grills were also banned. Area foresters said all fire towers would be manned and planes and helicopters would be patrolling to spot fires and warn campers with illegal fires using megaphones. Some 40 to 50 people gathered for a protest May 7, 1976 at the railroad crossing on Highways 210 and 6 in Deerwood. A 35-year-old rural Aiken man lost his life in a truck-train collision at the site earlier that week. The gathering followed his funeral services and was staged to protest against the, quote, "inadequate marking of the crossing." George Spalge, a member of the Deerwood City Council, said the city asked for a signal arm or more prominent markings for the crossing for a number of years. An allegation of unfair discriminatory practice against Beltrami County was filed with the St. Paul Department of Human Rights. Reginald Lawrence stated he was denied a 3-2 on- and off-sale beer license by the county board on April 13, 1976, when other licenses were either renewed or newly acquired. He stated he was denied because, quote, "the location of the establishment would be frequented by Indian people and also because I am of Indian descent." The beer license was for a proposed tavern near the Red Lake Indian Reservation. The county board reported it denied the license because the, quote, "distance of the tavern from Bemidji would make law enforcement difficult." A group known as Parents for Responsible Education told a packed house at the Moose Lodge in Brainerd in early May 1976 that they wanted some materials in use in the school system to be eliminated. Included in the books considered to be bad by one of the organizers was Nobel and Pulitzer Prize winner John Steinbeck's The Red Pony. The goal of the group was to establish a committee of parents to review all materials before it was used in the classroom and to remove material that the committee would find objectionable. Another organizer said the group was concerned about the, quote, "antichrist teachings called humanism." The Brainerd Dispatch editorialized on the issue the next day, commending the group for showing it cared about students, but saying their request would, quote, "bring chaos to our school system." Grand Rapids artist Jackie Dingman was leading the charge for a Judy Garland Memorial Museum in the spring of 76. As part of her advocacy, Dingman painted 6 portraits of Garland and published an article in the Minneapolis Tribune that she said prompted letters of encouragement from across the state and country. The Itasca County Historical Society was so excited by Dingman's ideas it made her an honorary member. Some members suggested the museum could be part of the movement to restore Old Central School. Bemidji Mayor Doug Peterson thanked the community for cleanup efforts along the shore of Lake Bemidji on May 5, 1976. Combined crews from the Bemidji Lions Club, the city, and the State Highway Department shoveled seaweed and muck from the edge of the lake near the statues of Paul Bunyan and Babe. Crews also worked to break up and rearrange large chunks of concrete. This work was done in preparation of 50 trees being planted along the waterfront. A new campus center opened at Itasca Community College. Located on the top of Berg Hall in the former gym and auditorium, the center had a large game room and stereo equipment for student use. And realty sales in Bemidji advertised "Don't Wait for Breakup" with a rare find, a new lake home on a 2-acre lot with a $40,000 asking price. Thanks to the archives of the Bemidji Pioneer, Brainerd Dispatch, and Grand Rapids Herald Review for these headlines. As these local stories unfolded 50 years ago, KAXE was getting its start. Keep people-powered radio going into the future in northern Minnesota with your support now at KAXE.org. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Making no plans, stay.